This is a happy new year. Ain't gonna worry me to death. This is a happy new year. Ain't gonna worry me to death. Don't think about Christmas, cause Christmas just not left.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, final broadcast of 2017. We have a good load of callers, Romy, and I've got
How
a good...
How did that happen?
What happened?
A whole nother year.
Oh.
Man, they just go faster and faster.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you're my age. They feel like a month. Every year feels like a month. It won't be long. Every year feels like a week. Hey, let's get to the phones. We've got a bunch of people. We got Ray, we got Keith, we got Lori. Let's go to Ray in Tucson, see if we can help Ray out. Good morning, Ray. Hey, my friend. He's listening to us on the radio. He's making his way over to the phone. Ray, are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
He says yes.
Yep.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Perfectly.
Great.
How can we help you, Ray?
Yes, the project that I didn't finish is that, I ripped the carpets out of the place that I'm living in now and resurfaced the ground floor and put bamboo on the upper floor.
Nice.
But the stairs are in limbo.
Okay.
So just wanted to get some thoughts and opinions on that.
Ray, are the stairs right now, have you got them stripped down to where they're down to the subfloor? I mean, they're wood framed, and are you down to the 3/4-inch plywood subfloor?
I am.
Okay. Well, you've got a bamboo wood floor upstairs.
Right.
And a dog downstairs.
Downstairs is, yeah, resurfaced concrete, but tile's going to be put in on that one, and I'm not doing that one myself.
Okay.
I know better.
Okay. I would not encourage you to tile the steps.
Correct.
Here's something that could look really good, I think. I count the number in stairs, you have the riser and you have the tread. Of course, the tread is what your foot lands on. The riser makes
up what you stub your toes on.
It's what you stub. Well, you stub your toes on the riser. The riser is the height that each step goes up, okay? Here's what I would do. You've got the bamboo flooring upstairs, and you're going to go to some tile on the downstairs. I would spend the money for a 5/4 piece of wood and lay it on the tread of every step. So I'd go buy 5/4 oak, or I'd go buy 5/4, you know, some hardwood that complements that bamboo pattern. And I would cut it to fit every tread. And you could even pre-finish it before it went down. And then consider using maybe the tile for the riser. And then you'd be complementing the tile downstairs with the wood upstairs. Would be one option. You could take that bamboo engineered floor, and it can work to apply to the treads as well. Now, the one thing about going 5/4 is as you're going up the steps, the first step's going to feel a little bit higher than it has, and the top step is going to feel a little bit lower, but only by about 3/8 to 5/8 of an inch. But you think that doesn't make a difference, but it will. But you're not breaking any codes. Every city has a code that the tread has to be this wide and the riser can't be any more than this tall. But you'll be in good shape. But for a do-it-yourselfer, just getting one piece of wood, get it in, you know, a 1 by 5/4 by 8 or 9 or 12, cut it to fit that one tread, and just set it down in place with a good wood mastic. Pin it down in the four corners with a pin nailer or a T-nailer. Sand it off. Stain it. Seal it. Bada bing, bada boom. That's one option for sure, Ray. That'll get your project done. And it actually goes pretty quick. After you get each one of those treads cut, they go down pretty fast. So I hope that helps. We have Beverly calling from beautiful Elgin, Arizona, Keith from Phoenix, and Lori from Cave Creek. We are covering the state with Rosie on the house.
And you can get online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. During the broadcast, we have a text feature at 411-923. And, of course, always the email at info@rosieonthehouse.com.
When we come back after bottom of the hour break, we're going to take these calls. We're also going to talk about trends and projections for next year. I have a projection that I will absolutely, positively, in all my years of experience, guarantee my projection about floor covering is going to come true. You'll just have to stay tuned to learn what it is. And Jennifer has some quotes and projections herself that we're all going to cover when we come back right here, the last half hour of Rosie on the Half broadcast for 2017.